celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
In every life, there are moments that define us, one that can produce a sudden shift in our circumstances. Breakthrough Moments by Rod Parsley provides practical steps based on biblical principles so you can overcome and advance. Small in size but significant in impact, Breakthrough Moments is our free gift simply to say thank you. Call now or log on to rodparsley.com. Live life's moments in Breakthrough.
Calvary is the central message of all Christianity. There is no Christianity, plain and simple. There has never been, there will never be a true Christianity without Calvary's cross. It is the hallmark, the amen of God to an authentic life-giving gospel. So today I want to talk to you about the gospel of Calvary. Everybody say that. The gospel of Calvary. So the gospel is what? Good news. So we're going to talk about the good news of Calvary. And the good news is he didn't stay there. The stone got rolled away. He got up. Mary, go and tell. The Son of God is risen. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. If you believe it, shout now and well. So this is why I want to draw your attention to the place called Calvary. It's an unusual place. Jesus proclaimed powerfully and profoundly his love from you from the cross of Calvary. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the love that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. It's the hinge upon which the door of all human history swings. It's the pivot round about which all the events of the ages revolve. It's the fulcrum of God's grand and glorious lever. 4,000 years in the crafting, where one man on one tree on one Friday pried a fallen world from Satan's diabolical grip. I'm speaking, of course, about the cross of Calvary. Rough and rugged it was, mangled and mean. It is there at the intersection of those two rough-hewn wooden beams that we look with horrified wonder upon the raw veracity of the love of God. Now, this cosmic crossroads sits atop a skull-shaped hill. It was just outside a garbage dump. In a troubled backwater city on the periphery of the vast Roman Empire. Just a spot. Look now on that center stake. There hangs a bleeding, wheezing, sighing, crying, solitary figure. The Prince of God. Alone, abandoned, spat upon, beaten, whipped as no mortal had ever been persecuted. Calvary. Calvary is the central message of all Christianity. The Old Testament seers, they prophesied about it. New Testament believers proclaimed it throughout the world. It is the irrefutable evidence of God's incandescent holiness and his immeasurable love. There is no Christianity, plain and simple. There has never been, there will never be a true Christianity without Calvary's cross. It is the hallmark, the amen of God to an authentic, life-giving gospel. So I've got a lofty aim. I want to help us recalibrate our thinking so that we can place Calvary back at the epicenter of our faith where it belongs, and prayerfully we'll gain a true understanding of the Prince of God, Jesus of Nazareth, the awful price he paid to make you whole, spirit, soul, and body, and all that pertains to life and godliness, and not only to make you whole, but to make you his. One thing is for certain. There is no triumphant, culture-shaking gospel of Jesus Christ without the cross of Calvary. Romans chapter number 8, Romans chapter number 8, verse 15. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery. Stop. Notice he said spirit. There are some people that are slaves living in the land of the free, in the home of the brave. There are some folk in slavery right now, in this room, watching me, listening to me, in Elkhart, Indiana. You are enslaved by your own ambition. You are enslaved to ungodly images on a screen. You are enslaved in the captivity of your own mind. You are enslaved by the opinions of those around you. That is a spirit of slavery. We've set free 50,000 men and women with arm and leg shackles, shackling them to a tree. Their breasts cut off because they named the name of Christ. Men of working age with their left hand cut off so that they can work still with their right hand. They are enslaved. Some are in slavery to their past. Some in the fear of their future and equal slavery. Some enslaved to fear. But I got great gospel news from the cross. He that the Son makes free is free indeed. Free in your mind, free in your body, free in your future, free from your past. Thank God you're free. He said, you didn't receive a spirit of slavery, but of adoption, through which you cry, Abba, Father, Abba, Daddy, Abba, Papa. Abba, my own dear father. Please do not place him in the category of most of your earthly fathers. Regardless of how great they may have been or absent they may have been, there has never been a father like Abba. Every head bowed, every eye closed. This is the message of the gospel of Calvary. With his body covered in blood, I love you. I'm doing this for you. I don't love the person in front of you. I don't love that person that you perceive is so good. Well, I don't even love the church. I don't even love the world. Until we understand that Jesus loves us. Everyone, you personally, so much that he climbed on that tree. He allowed nails to part sinew and flesh. His body jerked spasmodically, quivering, up again, down again, up again, down again, attempting to get a breath. And today, he wants to give his breath to you. All you have to do is accept him. All you have to do is pray that one prayer, Abba, I belong to you. He'll wrap his loving arms around you. He'll erase your past. He'll make your present make sense. And he'll give you a future that is beyond your comprehension. That's who he is. That's why he came. That's what he does. And I don't care what social media has said to you. I don't care how many times a parent may have called you stupid or dumb. I don't care what some elementary school teacher that should never be around a child said to you. It makes no difference to him today, because today his blood can make you whole. He sees you today. He sees you. He knows what's gone down. He knows where you've been, where you haven't been, what you've done, what you haven't done. And you know what? He says to all of it, just call me Abba. Just let me be your daddy. And in my own blood, I wash every sin away, and you'll be as free as the morning breeze. You wake up tomorrow knowing you're as sure for heaven as if you were already there. Now every head bowed and every eye closed, because somebody wants to make him Abba today. And remember, Jesus' name came from Joshua, second only to David in his might and strength and warring character. He was no pushover. That's your Abba. He'll get between you and every adversary, between you and every sin, between you and every temptation, between you and every attack, between you and every sickness and disease. He will be your Abba. But you'll have to let him be. I'm going to give you that opportunity right now. I'm going to count to three. When I say three, you want to accept him as Abba. Now listen to me. I preached about the love of God today. An evangelist friend of mine held a five-day meeting. The first four nights, he preached on the wrath of God. He preached on hell. He preached on who was going to hell and why. and he gave the altar call. People flooded the altar. But on the final night, he decided to preach on the love of God. He preached about Abba, I suppose, a God who loves you regardless and wants to give you eternal life. He preached on the love of God. When it came to the close of his message, although the previous four nights he had begged, he had pleaded, he had wept, he had cried, people came to the altar. But when he preached on the love of God, he opened his Bible, he preached that word, he closed his Bible, put it on the platform desk, walked out the back door, gave no one an opportunity to pray. And he said this when he was asked why. If they won't respond to the love of God, the fear of God will never keep them. It's only that love, that unconditional love, that unbridled love, that unfathomable love that will keep you close to God. So I give you that opportunity now. I don't care what's gone down. I don't care what's happened to you. Right now, in this moment, from a bleeding cross, he is saying, let me be your Abba. I gave my life for you. I'm the only one qualified to save you. Not only from the wrath to come in eternity, but save you right now, today, right there where you live. And I will take you and I will love you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, I can do it myself. I don't need anybody to love me. How's that working out for you? This is it, on three. Don't confuse the love of men for the love of God. The love of men is weak and anemic and is mostly lust and has nothing to do with love. How do you know the difference in lust and love? Love sacrifices itself for the benefit of another. That's what Jesus did. He gave his life for you. He rose from the dead and he can change your life today. Let him do it. On three, raise that hand. This is it. Eternity waits on no one. On three, raise that hand. Make him your Abba today. He's waiting to lavish his love and forgiveness on your life. Do it now. One, two, three. Raise that hand. Leave it up. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Raise that hand. Come on. Raise that hand. Type in the word saved. Raise that hand and leave it up while we pray. While we pray, raise that hand and leave it up. Do it now. Do it now. If you raised it, you can't do it secretly. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you. Born a sinner. And I have committed sins. It feels so good to know you're my Abba. I could almost shout, oh, why not?
Well, for much more than 20 years now, two decades,
You and I, we've been reaching out with God's love to help the world's youngest nation, South Sudan. Together, we've liberated, get ready for this, liberated, broken the chains off of nearly 50,000 men, women, and children enslaved in the most brutal bondage, and helped to feed hundreds and hundreds of thousands in the desperate throes of starvation. And that's what God's kingdom's all about. All of us, you and me, joining together to help those who need it most. We're now in what's known as the lean season in South Sudan, which is normally the time which is between harvests. The problem is that in 2023 and in 2024, there have been no harvests. Barren, dry, parched fields have been decimated by drought and then washed away in flooding rains. 7 million, hard to get your head around, I understand, 7 million people in South Sudan have no earthly idea where their next morsel of food will come from. A staggering 1.5 to 2 million children are already suffering from the most severe malnutrition. Generous, wonderful friends of our Bridge of Hope Missions Ministry are asking you to join them today in a $50,000 Feed Sudan matching challenge. That means today, your gift will immediately double in ministry impact to rescue starving, dying people, to provide them also with clean drinking water. Can you imagine it? I'm asking you to help me today get water to those who have none, as well as emergency survival supplies. You know, little is much when God is in it. Your Bridge of Hope matching challenge gift today of $48, right now, $48, will help feed 16 children at great, great risk of perishing. If someone doesn't step up, they surely will. But I'm believing that you are that one. A $96 gift today will help me rush, aid, and rescue 32 children from the dark specter of death. Seek the Lord. I don't think it'll take very long to receive his response about what he would have you to give today. Maybe it's $288. Is that you? $288 will double in impact through the 31st of July and help us feed 96 decimated children. Help me. Help me send 150,000 meals to ease their suffering in this great, great humanitarian crisis. The need is so very urgent. As always, the little children are those who suffer the most. Now, you can call 24 hours a day, or just click on rodparsley.com. Rush your letter to me in the mail, but do that today. And I believe the Lord Jesus Christ will take notice of your sacrifices such compassion on their behalf. And again, thank you.
Your generous Bridge of Hope gift will help provide urgently needed food, water, and emergency supplies to children and families in South Sudan. Help save them from the dark specter of death.
The amount of children suffering from malnutrition makes this an unprecedented emergency. 2 million children are literally fighting for their lives.
The $50,000 Feed Sudan Matching Challenge will double the impact of your gift and help reach our goal of 150,000 meals this summer. $48 doubles to provide nourishing food, clean water, and emergency supplies to 16 children.
$96 will help 32 children. $960 will bring the love of Christ with help for today and hope for tomorrow and help rescue 320 children. Our missionary partners on the ground have asked that we respond as quickly as possible.
The Feed Sudan Matching Challenge ends July 31st.
Thank you for your Christ-like, compassionate response for children and families in such desperate need. Every gift, large or small, helps save lives and continue the life-saving work of Bridge of Hope around the world.
Call now. Give securely online at rodparsley.com or rush your check in the mail.
I want to thank you so very, very much for your Bridge of Hope love gift of Christ-like compassion. Hold the words of King Jesus in your heart today. Matthew chapter 10, whoever, today that's you, gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in his name will no way lose his reward. That's you. I'm so thankful for you. Our great and gracious God has made us the promise that he will reward you for your compassionate response for children, families, in such desperate need. Well, summertime is upon us. That's when you need to plan for the fall. And the fall semester at Valor Christian College, the School of Revival. It'll be here, opening those doors very, very soon. Fully accredited associate's degrees and fully accredited bachelor's degrees are available for on-campus and online studies as well. World changers from Valor Christian College are making an impact of eternal significance for the kingdom of God around the world. Now, if you'd like to learn more, there's a helpful person just waiting, anticipating your call right now. Or you can simply visit valorcollege.edu, valorcollege.edu, where world changes are made. I'll see you next time on your breakthrough.